You know, a business is just like a ship. Just like a ship. S-H-I-P. Ship. You got to deal with the waves. You got to take your emotions out of it. And I always wondered, why are jobs so stressful? Or why are there things, stuff going on? And it just dawned on me not too long ago. I already knew that business was a ship, but it dawned on me that what is a ship? It's out in the oceans, out in the waves. And there's going to be waves, and there's going to be storms and all kinds of stuff that happen. So whether it's your own business, whether you're working for somebody, think of it as a ship. You've got to take your emotions out of it. Yeah, it's nice to have a job that you enjoy, but it ain't always going to be fun. It's a ship. Waves. And the waves try to come overboard and sink the ship, you know. And some of your crew members get thrown off the ship and the sharks eat them, you know. That's the way it is, people. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it is. I know you don't want it to be that reality, but that's the reality. I've been meditating on it for a while, and it's gonna be rough. So a friendship, fellowship, sonship. You're in a ship, and it's gonna be some waves, and the waves are gonna try to capsize the ship. It's just the way it is. I wish it was different, but it's not. That's just reality. That is this reality. A lot of your friendships, they're going through struggles and troubles. You know, everybody's got to carry their weight, though, on a ship. Everybody has to carry their weight. You got the captain making decisions and guiding the ship. You got one person fishing. You got one person fighting the pirates. You got one person cooking the meals. I mean, you know, you got one person cleaning the deck, one person working in the lower deck to make sure the engine is running, got gasoline in the engine, got the oil changed in the engine. Make sure the belts are turning. Don't think it's going to be easy. Who told us it'd be easy? Nobody. Nobody told us it would be easy. And think, if you're trying to run two ships at one time, then it gets tough. So if you get depressed or sad or wore out or tired, don't beat yourself up. It's just the way it is. Go to sleep. Take a 12-hour sabbatical and sleep all day. It's a ship. Everything is a ship. Your marriage is a ship. The church is a ship. The jobs are ships. Everything's a ship. And it's going to be a battle all the time. Your conversations are two ships facing off with each other. So you have to get wise and graceful with your conversation, you know. I think I finally got to that point. I had a lot of truth early on. I dug for the truth, but I didn't have a lot of grace. But I'm able to manage that now. And one, if you're struggling with grace, let's say you had the same problem I had, where you had a lot of truth but no grace. Let me tell you how to fix that. really easy. It's really easy. It's really easy. You ready? It's not about you. It's never been about you. It's about speaking grace and truth and letting God, you just plant the seed and you let God do the work. So you're not trying to fix them. You can't fix anybody. So as long as you're growing, that's your responsibility. If somebody else is not and they're acting stupid, just either don't say anything or, you know, the Bible talks about salt. Let your speech be seasoned with salt and grace and truth, you know. Truth is salt to the wound. And most people are walking around with open wounds. Because they've been cut by the system, their own flesh mind is cutting them.